This is a legend about an ancient king called Midas, who lived in Phrygia. He was the wealthiest king in the world. He lived in a palace surrounded by a beautiful rose garden. King Midas was very proud of his garden, and no one was allowed to enter it except for his lovely daughter Merigold. Once, when he was walking in his garden, talking to his beloved roses, he saw an elderly satyr, half man, half goat, asleep in the flowers. Surprisingly, for he wasn't a kind man, King Midas took pity on him and let him go without punishment. He even invited him to stay in his palace, offering him his hospitality. The satyr, whose name was Silenus, was no ordinary satyr. Dionysus, who was the god of wine, was his pupil. Dionysus heard how kind King Midas had been to his teacher and decided to reward him by granting him a wish. Midas wished that everything he touched be turned to gold. Although Dionysus warned him and tried to talk him out of it, all King Midas could think about was the wealth he would then have. At first, Midas was pleased with his new gift and turned everything to gold, including his beloved roses. But soon his foolishness became quite obvious. He got hungry and tried to eat, but all the food turned to gold. "I will starve to death," he cried. He was desperate and hungry and tried to get comfort from his daughter. He put his arms around her and turned her to gold too. King Midas realized that his greed was greater than his wisdom and regretted it bitterly. He begged Dionysus to take back his golden touch. Dionysus felt sorry for him and told him to bathe in the river Pactolus. Midas did so, and the waters washed away his curse. He even washed his daughter in the river, returning her to life. In the end, King Midas was poorer than ever, but richer in the things that really count.